Hi, I'm Zach, and I'm on Team Parents.
I'm Mindy, I'm on Team Parents.
And I'm Elena, and I'm on Team Kids. And welcome to the Kids vs. Parents Trivia Podcast.
Today we have Team Parents, which is represented by Mindy, and Team Kid, which is represented by Elena. Mindy and Elena are going to compete against each other in trivia questions all about... Elena, what are we talking about today?
Disney movie quotes.
Disney movie quotes. I'm excited. I'm also excited to be answering questions, which I don't do very often.
It'll be fun to see what you know. We watch a lot of Disney movies in our house, and I think most houses around the world. So I have 10 questions for Team Parents, 10 questions for Team Kids. We'll divide it into two rounds. Every question is worth 1 point. So the structure is I will say a quote from a Disney movie, and you have to see if you know what Disney movie that quote came from. I don't think I have any repeats, so once we've done a movie, we'll move on to other movies.
Okay, I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited. Also, I found the pattern that the more years you have with these things, sometimes the easier it is to access that knowledge. So, and it's always the parents who have more years. So, Elena, how are you feeling?
I'm a little nervous, but I am confident that I will do well.
Yeah, you know your Disney pretty well.
For all the teen kids out there listening, I think parents have a few decades of watching these, but honestly, I think the kids have been watching Disney movies with a little bit more attention more recently in their lives. I think kids might do well.
Yeah, and my brain is losing information rapidly, so we'll see.
That's true. It's pushing a lot of this stuff out of there. Yeah. All right. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay. Who should we start with today, kids or parents?
Let's keep the tradition of starting with kids. I think that's fine.
All right. These are all worth 1 point. They do start a little easier and maybe get a little harder, but they're all similar.
So everything's worth 1 point.
Everything is worth 1 point.
And there's no singing, so there's going to be music after every question for people to answer, right?
Yes, after each question, I will play 10 seconds of music for you to think about your answers at home and see what you know, and then we'll come back in with our answer.
Sounds great. Let's get started.
It's on, Elena. Let's go.
All right. Kids, question number one. When life gets you down, you know what you've got to do? Just keep swimming.
Dory, and I don't know if it's from Finding Nemo or Finding Dory. I think it's Finding Dory.
I will give you the point. It was Finding Nemo, but you did know that.
I think it's in both of those movies.
It probably is.
Because I was just thinking in Finding Dory, there's a flashback to like when her parents are singing it to her when she's a kid. So I just thought it started there.
It probably is in both.
Yeah, Eugene Levy is her dad. He's like, swim, 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 swim. It's really great.
I love those movies. All right, Team Kids have 1 point. Let's see if parents can even it out. Team Parent. Teenagers, they think they know everything. You give them an inch, they swim all over you.
That is Sebastian from The Little Mermaid.
Yes, it is. And how do you know so much about The Little Mermaid, Mindy?
I watched it a ton as a child. I was a redheaded 8-year-old or something when it came out. So I literally thought I was Ariel. Also, I've directed The Little Mermaid in high school settings and just a lot of Little Mermaid knowledge my way. But that is Sebastian, Little Mermaid.
Absolutely correct. All right, let's see if this can get a little tougher now. Team Kids, question two. Elena, Ohana means family. Family means nobody gets left behind or forgotten.
Lilo and Stitch.
Yes, Lilo and Stitch is correct. You've seen that, yeah?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's definitely not one of my favorite movies, but it is a really good one.
You have a Stitch backpack.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's not one of my favorites either. I think it came out like when I was in college and I didn't have kids and Disney movies weren't a thing for me, so it just kind of slipped through. But it's cute.
All right, team parents. The flower that blooms in adversity is the most rare and beautiful of all.
Mulan.
Yes, that is Mulan.
Yes, and it's like the grandma? I don't know. Or someone wise. I just want to say it's probably, or the emperor maybe. It's like one of the older people in the movie. It's a good movie.
And then they made a live action remake of Mulan.
They did. I don't remember seeing that. Maybe I did. I saw part of it. I think I was like doing the dishes or something.
It got mixed reviews.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, kids, question three. The very things that hold you down are going to lift you up. This one could be tough.
These are not easy.
I'll give you a hint. This movie is much, much older than you. The quote was, "The very things that hold you down are going to lift you up." So this is something in a movie that holds the character down, that lifts them up, maybe into the air.
So they can fly?
Is there a character with something that holds them down, that helps them fly? This is an old movie. Mindy, do you have any idea?
I don't know. There's a bird at one point in Sword in the Stone. Is it from Sword in the Stone?
Dumbo.
Oh, Dumbo, because he flies. With but his ears are so big. And he has those big ears, but then they help him fly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
All right. These questions do range from 1940 Disney movies all the way to the present. So there are going to be some older movies in here.
All right. Dumbo the Flying Elephant. Okay, Elena.
Parents, question three. Look, why don't we play a game I know? Whoever is quietest for the longest time wins.
Okay, it's a parent in like a car. It's pretty recent.
It's relatively recent. It is a parental figure. It's an old man talking to a young child.
It's Up.
Up.
Yes. I didn't realize it'd be Pixar in here. Yes. So, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because Pixar is Disney. So, yeah, it's what's the name of the kid?
Russell.
Russell. Yeah, Russell.
And Carl talking to Russell.
Talking to Russell, and Russell is just going on and on. Yes, and they're in the house flying. Yeah, that's a super cute scene.
I feel like at some point we've probably used this quote with our kids as they grow up.
Oh, I've definitely like, okay, we're going to play a game. Yeah.
Whoever's quietest for the longest time wins. Yeah.
If any parent hasn't done that, then you need to publish a book.
All right, kids, question four. A lie keeps growing and growing until it's as plain as the nose on your face.
Pinocchio.
Yes. Have you actually seen the movie of Pinocchio?
I think when I was younger.
Yeah, it's scary. You've seen the new Pinocchio with Tom Hanks.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But the old one is pretty scary. I did not like it or watch it much as a kid.
No, it's creepy. It's scary for little kids.
Yeah, I think we did have you watch it, but only like one time.
All right. Maybe one day we'll have to watch it again. All right. Question four for parents. This one might be a little tricky. We'll see. First of all, I would like to make one thing quite clear. I never explain anything.
Oh, I can hear Julie Andrews' voice saying this. Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins, yes. One of our favorites.
Practically perfect in every way.
And I thought the sequel was great, too. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, Emily Blunt was perfect. She did a great job.
Elena, are you a fan of Mary Poppins?
Yeah, I think it's a good movie. With, like, Dick Van Dyke and...
Yeah, and Julie Andrews.
Yeah, Julie Andrews, Dick Van Dyke. Great combo.
Okay, Elena, we're on the last question of round one. Question five for kids. I think you'll know this one. Some people are worth melting for.
Is it Beauty and the Beast?
No, think about melting. If something is going to melt, it must first be...
Is it Frozen?
Yes. Yes, Frozen. Some people are worth melting for. Do you remember who says that quote?
Olaf?
Yeah.
Olaf is frozen. He is made of snow.
Olaf is frozen. And some people are worth melting for. Good job. All right, final question of round one for Team Parents. If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all.
That's from Bambi. That's Ooh. Thumper the Rabbit.
I didn't think you were going to know that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got told that a lot as a kid. Yeah, that was like a classic like thing you told your kid, at least in my neck of the woods. And it was Thumper the Rabbit. My mom says, if you can't say anything nice, don't say nothing at all.
Wait.
From Bambi. Have you seen Bambi? I don't think we've ever watched Bambi. Bambi is not great. In my opinion. Wait, it's very old.
That saying was originally from Bambi?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it has to be like in the like cultural knowledge of like what people said to their kids. I would imagine so. But what made it and like kind of launched it into it stinking around for so long in that certain way was Bambi.
All right. At the end of round one, Team Kids have 4 points. Team Parents have 5. It's close. All right, we're going into round two. Elena, are you ready for the kids' questions?
I'm ready.
This is question 6 for kids. But Mama, why am I the only one that didn't get a gift?
Encanto.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yes, this is Mirabelle in Encanto. This is one of your favorites, isn't it, Lena?
I like it. It's okay.
I think there was a time when you knew all the songs and all the lines from this movie.
Our kids change so quickly. What was once their favorite movie, like 6 months later, is like, nah, it's fine.
It's all right.
It wasn't my favorite movie. It was just because it was popular.
And the music's really good.
It is.
Do kids still sing We Don't Talk About Bruno?
No,
I that's think that, we've moved on.
That past had that. Its moment in time.
All right. Well, let's see if parents can stay caught up. This one might be tough.
Okay.
Parents, question 6. All it takes is faith and trust.
And a little bit. Of dust. Oh, Peter Pan.
Yes.
Think of wonderful things. It's the same as having wings.
You know more of these than I thought you did.
Yeah. I think my brain is losing information. It's crammed in there somewhere. Yeah. Peter Pan.
All right. Elena, question 7 for kids. You're mad, bonkers, off your head, but I'll tell you a secret. All the best people are. Okay, do you want a hint?
Yes.
All right, there's a really important line in there. Off your head. So this movie there's lines about off with their head, and there's a lot of crazy, wacky characters in it.
Alice in Wonderland?
Yes.
Have you seen Alice in Wonderland? I was just about to look at you and say, I don't think our kids have seen this movie. Have you?
No.
No. Yeah.
Oh, we need to remedy that right now.
Turn it all off. We're going to watch Alice in Wonderland.
We will end the podcast and watch Alice in Wonderland. We'll be back. Okay, well, you got it. You got your way there. Yeah, we need to watch it. Alice in Wonderland, the Cheshire Cat, and the Queen.
The Caterpillar, the Rabbit.
Yeah, great characters. A lot of good versions of that, too. We'll have to go back and watch them.
You've seen the Tim Burton one with Johnny Depp? No?
No.
Oh, wow. We have failed. Okay.
We've got to fix this. All right. Parents, question 7. The past could hurt, but the way I see it, you can either run from it or learn from it.
Oh, say it again.
The past can hurt, but the way I see it, you can either run from it or learn from it.
And the person who says this has like some sort of thick accent.
Yes.
Rafiki from The Lion King.
Yes. Rafiki's talking to Simba.
Extracting the knowledge.
Digging it out of the recesses.
Yep, that's exactly what's happening.
The Lion King.
I think it's helped that we saw the Broadway musical somewhat recently. Yes. Of The Lion King.
He said that in the musical?
I don't know.
Probably. Did you like the musical, Elena? I thought it was amazing.
It was really cool.
Really cool.
All right. Elena, this is a newer movie. I think you can get this one. Question 8 for kids. I'm bad, and that's good. I will never be good, and that's not bad. There's no one I'd rather be than me.
Oh, I forgot the name. It's Descendants.
No. Right? No. It's another movie about a character who might be the bad guy, though.
Is it a new movie?
It's relatively, I mean, in your life, it's hard to say. It is within your lifetime, though.
Is it a cartoon?
It is. I'm bad and that's good. I will never be good and that's not bad. Oh. There's no one I'd rather be than me.
It's Wreck-It Ralph.
It is Wreck-It Ralph.
I was thinking bad guys, but I wasn't sure if that was a Disney movie.
Nope, it's not. Mm. But Wreck-It Ralph is. Yeah, remember there's the bad guy support group? Where all the bad guys are sitting around saying, it's okay that I'm a bad guy.
But they're not.
Right. There's no one I'd rather be than me. I like that quote. All right, parents. Question 8. Not everyone can become a great artist, but a great artist can come from anywhere.
Being an artist.
Not necessarily drawing or painting.
Is it soul?
No.
Because that's about music. So it's not drawing or painting, per se. Ooh. What other things are about art?
Elena, should we give her a hint?
Yeah.
The art form is cooking.
Cooking? Oh, ratatouille?
Yes.
Oh, that was too much of a hint. You shouldn't give me that one. You gave it to me with that. That's fine. I got it, but I should not get that point.
All right, Elena. That's going to help you catch up.
All right. Ratatouille is a cute movie.
All right, we're down to our last two questions. Kids question 9. Kids these days, they just don't get scared like they used to.
I love this movie.
Is it an old movie?
No. Well, for you it is. It's not like one of the oldies. It's about scaring kids.
Monsters, Inc.
Yes. Yes, Monsters, Inc. That's one of the absolute best.
You even said it in like a good monster voice. Isn't that the boss of the
Yeah, what's his name? Wattenoos?
Yeah. And he like is
kids
a crustacean.
These days, they just don't get scared like they used to.
Yeah.
Monsters, Inc. Very good.
Such a good movie.
All right, parents, question 9. Sometimes our strengths lie beneath the surface.
Yeah, I'm going to lose at the end here. Sometimes our strengths lie beneath the surface. They all have the same themes, man. These are...
We're noticing some common trends in Disney movies.
The surface is that water surface. We've done Little Mermaid. Moana?
Yes.
All right. Moana. I got the metaphor.
Moana. We love Moana. When our kids were little, Marshall would not watch Moana because the crab was just too darn scary.
Oh, yeah, he is a little creepy.
The giant crab, this thing's shiny.
He's only in that one scene. We didn't fast forward it for him. Whatever.
All right, we're on to our final question. Kids, question 10. You ready? Life's a little bit messy. We all make mistakes. No matter what type of animal you are, change starts with you.
So is it like a small animal?
No matter what type of animal you are.
So is he talking to a group of animals?
Yes.
I have a guess.
Okay.
Me and you really have liked this movie. There's lots of different animals that all live together.
Is it Zootopia?
Yes, it is Zootopia. Right, we get the bunny and the fox and all the other animals, the predators, and they all learn to live together.
I just couldn't think of anything except for the magician's nephew from the Narnia series.
Yeah. Oh.
Because we're reading that in class and we just got to the part where Aslan is talking to all the animals. So I really couldn't think of anything.
So your brain
else
was stuck on Narnia.
Yeah.
One of the very few stories on this earth that Disney doesn't own, I think.
Yes. Yeah, come on, Disney. Get on it.
No, don't. Stop.
All right, final question. Question 10 for parents.
Okay.
Do you think you could be happy here? Can anybody be happy if they aren't free?
Do you think you could be happy here? Could anybody be happy if they aren't free? Hercules? Hades? Megara?
No.
Is that right? No?
No.
Can anyone be happy if they aren't free? Free. Okay, what movies have freedom themes? Someone's imprisoned. I don't know.
Yes, someone's imprisoned.
Aladdin, he's in prison for a while. No, he wouldn't be happy there. It doesn't make any sense.
Elena, do you have any guesses?
We already did Pinocchio, and that would be my only guess.
Imprisoned. Someone, I don't know. I'm going to lose this one.
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, right. She's imprisoned. Who asks her that? I don't remember that part. I've watched that movie quite a few times. I don't know. That's all right. Yeah. Could you think you could be happy here? Maybe it's when the Beast is getting nice, but then, I don't know. She has to be able to choose it.
I think the Beast asks her, do you think you could be happy here?
Yeah.
And she responds, can anybody be happy if they aren't free?
Sure, if I've fully given myself over to Stockholm Syndrome. sure.
Sure, then I'll be happy.
I'll be fine.
All right. Well, you guys, there were some challenging questions in there, but you did really well. Team Parents ended up with 8 points out of 10.
Okay.
Team Kids ended up with 9 points out of 10. The win goes to Team Kids.
Oh, Lena, I knew you'd catch up. I predicted it. Good job.
Thanks.
How did you all do at home? How is your Disney movie quote knowledge?
I could have gotten a tie if I just knew Beauty and the Beast.
You just knew Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, that was an obvious one, too.
And we've seen so many versions of it.
Yeah.
All right. Very nice job, Elena. Great job, Mindy.
Yeah, that was fun. Quotes are hard, especially Disney. I like that it was Disney, but we have learned that Disney kind of has to stick within a certain theme based, and a lot of same ideas keep coming back and back.
Yeah, it does get a little repetitive.
Yeah, but they're all very good.
All right, great job. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you did well at home. Thank you for listening to the Kids vs. Parents Trivia Podcast.
Bye.